Well, good morning. And don't we just love Jesus? Amen for that, right? We love Jesus. That's why we're here. We're gathered in His name. We've come to worship and praise the name of Jesus together. Thank you for all being here this morning. Couple announcements as we begin. If you have your bulletins, just note the little flyer in here. And kids, take note there. Saturday skate night. It's going to be at Funky Skate Center in Harrisonburg on March 9th from 4 to 8 p.m. This is more time. I know last year we didn't get quite as much time as we wanted. And so we doubled up and we have double the amount of time that we had last year. So kids, you'll really get your ankles wore in good by the time we get done with roller skating. All ages are welcome, of course. Just be accompanied by an adult. There is a skate rental fee. It's $2 for each pair. And I think it's a little more if you want the roller blades. It's $2 just for a regular pair of skates. So I hope that you come. Also, notice there, and this is kind of coming from the Children of Moscow came up with this idea. It's the 70s and 80s throwback costumes. And so I think they come up with that downstairs and decided that would be fun. And we've invited the other churches to do the same. So I've been trying to figure out what my outfit would be for 70s and 80s.
You look good with the
apple. Well, just put on a pair of jeans that I still have probably from that time period. But yeah, that's a lot of fun. I hope that you invite your friends to come. Last year you invited so many friends. I hope that you do that again. Invite your friends to come and participate in this. It's just a great church event. It's an ecumenical event. We got all the churches coming together for this. So praise God. It's just a wonderful time, and I hope that all the kids are able to come and be a part of that. Also, I think that Hershey Chocolate is donating some candy or something that they're going to donate there. Also, I think Dunkin' Donuts is donating some sweets as well. So should be a sweet time. And so come and enjoy. Also, just note there on the back of that, the Easter egg hunt's going to be here on March the 16th. It will begin at 1 o'clock p.m. And so we look forward to that. Always a big event here in our community. Of course, the youth will be serving Easter breakfast. I hope that you come and you can make a donation. They usually have a place where you can make a donation to the youth. And that always helps them in doing different events. Also, you can come and get some good food. And they do a really nice job. And so we look forward to that as well. Lent services are continuing on. If you didn't make it last Sunday, come this Sunday. You don't even have to worry about cooking supper. You can just come and be a part of the soup and sandwich meal that starts at 6 o'clock. This Sunday, I think donations will be received for the Ministerial Youth Fund. And so that goes towards some youth events that we do with the area, like the skating event. Also, Dan and his son will be sharing about some of the mission work. Dan Lamb and Kent, I think, will be sharing about some of the work that they do and mission work in Kentucky. So we look forward to that. Just each week there's different people coming to share testimony, and it's really good. I hope that you come and participate in that. Michelle? Okay, then we will be providing the meal on March 3rd, next Sunday. And so Michelle just said they need like 2 more gallons of soup and also a couple dozen cookies as well. 3 more dozen cookies.
If you want to drop it here at the church, we'll take it up and bring your containers back.
Right. She said if you're not able to make it, that's fine. Just leave the container here at the church. You can arrange that with her, and they'll bring that container back. And so, the sign-up sheet is there on the kitchen door. Just see that, and any help I know goes a long ways. So thank you, Michelle, and y'all's team for all the work that that goes into that. Looking forward to that meal.
And I want to thank everybody, Nate, Mom, and Lee, for all of their donations.
Right. Already a lot of people have made donations or have signed up for donations, so we praise the Lord for that. Thank you, Michelle. Thank you again for your work on that and your committee. Are there any other announcements that you'd like to share? Yes.
On March the 10th, being our Easter egg hunt is on the 16th, March the 10th, we would like for the kids to stay after service that afternoon and help pack the eggs. And with that in mind, we would like to have some donations of candy that would fit inside of the small plastic eggs.
Right.
And have that here for us by the 10th, if you would. Okay. And for the Easter breakfast, if anybody would like to donate some sausage patties, that would be greatly appreciated as well.
Okay. Thank you, Kenny. Again, if you can donate some candy for the packing of the eggs, just set it in my office. I think someone else brought some candy this morning. We appreciate that. And so it will be a big help. And sausage.
And sausage. That won't go in.
Don't set that in my office. That will go in the refrigerator or the freezer. That wouldn't smell too good, rotten sausage. Okay, anything else? Let's just bow our heads for a word of prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you. We thank you because, Lord, we're able to come here this morning and praise your name. Lord, the world might be falling apart, but as long as we have you, Lord, we have that foundation in our life. Lord, everything is okay if we have you. And Lord, we can always trust in you, and Lord, we can put our full faith and confidence in you and you alone. Lord, there's not really anything in the world that we can put our full faith and confidence in, but we can put our confidence in you, and we do this morning, Lord. We put our faith in you, and we praise your holy name. We praise your Son, Jesus. We glorify his name here today. We worship him. We thank you for his cross. Thank you for Easter, Lord, his death, his burial, his resurrection, and the power that comes through it, Lord, that we receive to be sons and daughters of God, Lord, because of his finished work upon the cross. Lord, thank you so much for the cross of Jesus. We praise him this morning. It's in his name we pray these things. Amen.
Amen.
Let's stand together for this morning's call to worship. This coming from portions of 1 John chapter 2. John writes, "Who is a liar but he who denies that Jesus is the Christ? But you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things. Whoever denies the Son does not have the Father either. But he who acknowledges the Son as the Father also. These things I have written to you concerning those who try to deceive you. But the anointing which you have received from Him abides in you. Let's turn in our hymnal now to page 176. Lead Me to Calvary, page 176. Take just a couple minutes to gather up our prayer requests and our praises that we'd like to share. A couple, just right off the bat, I want you to put on your prayer list, if you would. If you would put Gerald Good, maybe he is already on your prayer list. That's Janet's son. Maybe some of you got the text or the email last week. That's an email or phone call. About praying for Janet's son, that he had been in the hospital, was recovering from a broken leg. And praise the Lord, he's doing better now, and he is in a rehab facility, and we praise the Lord for that. We know that that is answered prayers, and we just continue to pray for Gerald's healing and just pray for God's hand upon him as he recovers from this this broken leg. Also, I heard this morning that Jean is getting some good news about some of the treatment that she's going through. And so we just praise the Lord for that, that's answered prayers as well. Some of the treatments that she's getting for this cancer in her stomach is working, and what a blessing. I know that that's a blessing for her, and certainly is a blessing as we hear those prayers being answered. So we just want to continue to lift her up in prayer. If you'd like to send her a card, I know that she would really appreciate that. In fact, when I go in, one thing she shows me is the cards that she's received. She's very, it just lifts her up. And she has those on display right there in her living room. So, you know, you might not even know Jean that well, but you can send her a card and you put right on there, you're her brother or sister from Moscow and you're praying for her. And that means so much. So I encourage you to do that and know that it means a whole lot for those who receive those cards. Are there other prayer requests or praises you'd like to share, Lee?
It's good to see Dana here today.
Yeah. And Dana's going to come and he wants to share a thank you. Maybe I'll ask him to do that now since he's coming this way. Yeah, he wants to share a thank you. And I told him just to come right up and use the lectern so we could all hear him.
I have a lot to be thankful for. I tell you, it's been a tough road. A lot of things happened to me. My voice is not real strong, so I told Darren, I better come up where there's a mic, because I went through about 6 different operations, not really realizing all this was going to happen, but you never know what's going to happen. I want to thank each one of you for praying for me. God hears your prayers. I'm living proof of it.
Amen.
I mean, without you guys praying and people all over the community, friends and neighbors, I wouldn't be standing here today, I don't believe. So I have a lot to be thankful for. This, so many things have happened. People brought in food, people brought gifts of money, people brought visits. Even had some carolers come by. Yeah, and they sang, and I tell you, that really touched my heart. Just a lot of things. But I'd like to just thank you guys. I thank Darren for praying for his dad. And I don't know how I could ever pay you back besides thank you. You know, God's been so good to me. And I can thank my family. He sent me a nurse that you better listen to what she says. just everything. So thank you so much. I really appreciate it. It's just wonderful to see all you guys again. I mean, you know, when you come every Sunday there for years and you don't think much about it, and then all of a sudden you're not coming anymore. And you really miss seeing all you guys. So thank you so much. I'm going to try to keep getting better. And God is truly... It has something amazing for me, evidently, because I've been through a lot, but it still seemed to be hanging in here. So thank you so much. Thank you, Darren.
Yeah, thank you, Dad. God answers prayers, doesn't he?
Amen.
And Dana, as a result of that, we've seen prayers in our life as well answered. And we need those testimonies at times, don't we? Sometimes we say prayers and we think, where is God? But God is there, isn't he? He hears us. He acknowledges. He knows what's going on in our life. We just have to be in his timing. That's sometimes the difficult part, isn't it? We have our timing, but it's God's perfect timing. And we have to trust in that. And so we just praise the Lord for the good work that God did in Dana's life. We just... rejoice with you, Dad, on your healing, and look forward to you continuing to get better. So then you can get back to fishing.
And Darren, you've seen my
prayers. Yes, absolutely. Penny, we prayed for Penny. She had some headaches she was dealing with, and God answered her prayer. She hasn't had a headache in a month. And so, isn't that wonderful? We praise the Lord for that. Just debilitating sort of headaches that she was having. And they're gone. And so, God answers prayer. She testified to that as well this morning. And we know that they're going to stay away now. Not going to deal with that anymore. So, we just praise the Lord for that. Thank you, Penny, for sharing that as well. Pauline?
Nancy Bailey.
Yes, continue to pray for Nancy. Yes. I was able to visit with Nancy this past week, and she shared with me the same thing, that she's just praying and seeking God's direction now about what to do. And that's a hard place to be, to make that decision. But we know God will give her direction. He'll give her the wisdom, the help that she needs, the help that's right. She'll make the right choice. That's what we're praying for. And so I know she really appreciates all the prayers. She's another one, too, that you could send a card to. Maybe you've already sent a card, but if you haven't, just you don't have to have a whole lot. You can just say praying for you. That's very simple. And it means a whole lot. It really does, to know that the church is praying for you. And she certainly appreciates all your prayers, your thoughts, your calls that go out to her. So, and we pray she gets back soon. That she can get past her back trouble or get the help she needs so that she can get back here to church. So we sure miss her. Other prayer requests or praises, Kevin? Lisa Funk. Okay. Just be in prayer for Lisa Funk for a hip replacement. Thinking of that, hip replacement. If you would put Philip Noel in your on your prayer list. I know that's probably not a name you know, but Philip is in a class that I'm teaching, and he's going to have a hip replacement as well on Tuesday. And so we'll just be in prayer for him if you would. Philip Noel.
Lisa
Campbell, if you would. Yes.
Treated her for that, but her whole left side of her face is numb.
Okay.
She can't feel anything but needles or anything in her face, and they're now they're
going
to test to see if she's had a stroke.
Okay.
So, and she's only in her 50s.
Okay. Also, put Randy Simmons, be in prayer for him. He's had a little cold, a little sickness, so just be in prayer that he feels better soon as well. We miss him.
I have two. Talk to Ethel. Keep her in your prayers. She's okay. Just now come down with her second round of the flu.
Okay.
And she's not really good shape this morning.
Oh.
And also, I had the chance and the blessing to talk with Charlotte Grimm this past week.
Uh-huh.
And keep her in your prayers. She is really up-spirited, but she's concerned about her, let's say, her memory. Of course, her dementia is really taking effect on her. She can remember a lot of stuff from her childhood. And I tell you what, I had a good time talking with her the other night. I love hearing old stories. And for her to be able to remember them stories like that when she was young, it was just a blessing to sit there and talk to her. And it makes you kind of keep in mind, never know what it could happen or when it could happen to us. And she sits there. She did say she gets lonely. So along with the cards, keep Charlotte in mind.
Yeah.
She would really appreciate it. She is able to still read it and everything.
Oh, yeah.
So just keep her in mind as well.
Thank you, Kenny, for sharing that. Certainly be in prayer for Charlotte. And Yeah, a card to her if you can. I know she would appreciate that also. She too has a counter that she keeps her cards on display, and means a lot. It really does. So, okay. Anyone else? Michelle, and then Michelle first. Yes. Keep praying for Sam. I say, what week are we on now? He's got 6 weeks, doesn't he, of this? He's got 9 weeks left. Oh, my. Wow. We'll be praying. I know he's definitely getting physically fit. A lot of running, I'm sure.
We've got our third letter.
Right. Yes. Praise the Lord for that. And does he indicate he's doing well, Michelle, in the letters? I could only imagine. I think that's intentional, though. They make them hard, I'm sure. Yeah. 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 Right. We'll keep praying for him. And I reminded him before he left I told him to remember that the Lord is with him. That if he ever feels lonely there, he can just reach out because God's there with him. And so that's what we just keep praying for. Marcia?
We're glad Wesley
has
reported the orthopedic.
Yes. Praise the Lord for that. Wesley's here somewhere. I can't see him, but there he is. He's in the back. And we praise the Lord, Wesley, for that good report. And he's back to working and working with the fire department, and so we just praise the Lord for all that he does. Fire department or rescue squad? I can't.
Both.
Okay. Yeah, and I'm sure they're glad to have him back, so just praise the Lord for that. Yeah. Wonderful, Wesley. Wonderful news. Anyone else? Okay, let's have our ushers now to come forward and collect our tithes and our offerings. Stand in prayer. Thank you, Nancy. That was beautiful. Let's share the doxology. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above the heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. heads together in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you. Lord, we've heard your testimony here this morning of all these answered prayers. We continue to offer those persons and people to you, Lord, that need your healing hand upon them. Lord, we thank you that you are a God that can, that anything that we bring to you, Lord, we know that you can. And so, Father, that gives us great faith. Lord, thank you again for all our answered prayers, for all our blessings. Lord, we praise your Son, Jesus. He is worthy of all praise because of these things. Lord, we thank you for his cross. Certainly, he's worthy of praise because of that as well. Lord, thank you for the offering that we bring forth this morning. Lord, we lay it before your feet. Lord, we seek to place these things before you, Lord, to honor you and to glorify your Son. Lord, we pray that you are honored by the gifts in which we bring and give to you here this morning. Lord, pray now that as we turn to your scriptures, open our hearts to receive your word, open our ears to hear and open our eyes to see. And Lord, just draw us close to you, and especially close to your side and your cross. Lord, we need that Holy Spirit to help us do that. And Lord, we just pray that here for us this morning. So Father, we just praise you now. Bless us, I pray. It's in Christ Jesus' name we pray these things. Amen. Be seated. Okay, our children's church and our youth Sunday school can be dismissed. And in your Bible, I want you to turn with me to Matthew chapter 26. We're continuing to preach around the three themes of Lent, which is building up to Easter. And this week, looking at Gethsemane, as you've already sang in your hymn, notice there, lest we forget Gethsemane. And so many of you know what Gethsemane is, that place there, the garden outside of Jerusalem, in which Jesus would be taken there from that place and then would start his journey to the cross from that moment forward. And so we're kind of starting here at the beginning of this Passion Week, and or the Passion, rather. Of the cross and of Christ, and it starts here at Gethsemane. So if you have your Bible open there, Matthew 26, verse 36, and then reading down to 46, it says, "Then Jesus came to them to a place called Gethsemane and said to the disciples, 'Sit here while I go and pray over there.' And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and he began to be sorrowful and deeply distressed. And he said to them, 'My soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even to death. Stay here and watch with me.' And he went a little farther and fell on his face and praying, saying, 'Oh, my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will.' And then he came to the disciples, and he found them sleeping and said to Peter, 'What? Could you not watch with me 1 hour? Verse 41, "Watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak.' Again, a second time, he went away and prayed, saying, 'Oh, my Father, if this cup cannot pass away from me unless I drink it, your will be done.' And he came and found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. And so he left them. And he went away again and prayed the third time, saying the same words. And then he came to his disciples, and he said to them, 'Are you still sleeping and resting? Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is being betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. My betrayer is at hand. As I thought about this scripture and how this was the moment that really set things into motion that Jesus would go to the cross as he sought the Father's will, and the will was made clear to Jesus that he was going to die upon a cross for the sins of the world, I kind of come across the thought in my mind, what would life be like, what would our life be like without the cross? Can you imagine if this story read differently and Jesus didn't go to the cross to save us? Boy, how hopeless would life feel? How hopeless would life be? What hopeless condition would we find ourselves in if we didn't have the cross of Jesus? Amen? Isn't it wonderful that we do have the cross of Jesus? I can't begin to imagine a world that I don't have a Savior that died for me and you upon the cross. What a blessed thing that we have received. What a blessed thing that Jesus does for us. That he follows through with the will of the Father here and he goes to the cross for each one of us. I couldn't imagine a world without the cross of Jesus. Everything that is good, all hope, all love from the Father has come through the cross. And so it's a blessed thing that we have. You know, there is someone that imagined a world without a cross. In fact, it was a popular song back in the 60s made by the Beatles. I don't know if you've listened to the Beatles. I actually like the Beatles. I listen to them, although that's before my time. But one of the songs that they wrote, and of course, they just had a different mindset, certainly not a biblical mindset, but one of the songs wrote by John Lennon was Imagine. Maybe you're familiar with that song. In the song, he writes, he starts out, imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try. Well, I don't think I'd like to imagine that. No hell below us, above us, only sky. Imagine all the people living for today. Boy, doesn't that sound like what we have going on? Imagine there's no countries. It isn't hard to do. Nothing to kill or die for, and no religion too. You see, for many, today they would like to imagine a world without the cross. Imagine a world without Jesus and His love. Imagine a world without knowing that God so loved you that He sent His only Son so that you might have eternal life. Boy, I don't want to imagine a world like that. You know, in John's mind, I think, though, he felt like that those sorts of things, even religion maybe, was the cause for a world that couldn't find peace. And he was seeking the gods of self, the idols of world peace and tranquility. And John saw a world where the only way to peace was to remove all the, I guess, influences that maybe would distract away from that. Maybe if you just did away with religion, there would be your means to peace. Maybe if you just did away with countries, no borders, that would fix all the wars in the world. If you just take away all these things, and just have a pluralistic society where people live without any of these things, that it would fix all the problems that man deals with. Well, unfortunately, even if you take away all these things, you still have within the heart of man jealousy and anger and hate and regret and resentment and selfishness. These things exist within us. And the cross is the cure to those things. Not doing away with borders or doing away with the cross. That's not the fix. Listen, you could take away all the borders and you would still have war. You would still have war because people have hatred in their hearts towards their fellow brother. You can do away with religion and people would still despise one another or make themselves better than another, being filled with pride. See, world religion isn't, Christianity isn't the cause or the cause to these sorts of things. In fact, the Bible tells us they are the cure. Do you want world peace? John, you need the cross. You need the cross. Do you want nations to stop warring against nations? The answer is the cross. Do you want a world where people love each other rather than hate one another? Then the answer is Jesus and His cross. Amen? Do you want to heal pride and jealousy and anger and envy and hate and selfishness, egocentrism and vindictiveness, fear and guilt and worry and murder? The answer is the cross of Jesus. That's the answer. Well, I sure hope John found the cross as the solutions to all that he imagined before David Chapman murdered him. December 8, 1980, 5 shots from a .38 revolver took John's life. I sure pray that he found the cross to what he was looking for, the solution to all of not only his problems, but all of our problems as well. Listen, God's answer to us, God's answer to the problems of the world is the cross of Jesus. It's the solution. And here we see 2,000 years ago, God putting into place the plan. He's putting in the plan to answer all of our problems, to take away all these things that we hate. The answer is the cross. And so we see here Jesus kind of resorting away here to this place, this Garden of Gethsemane. Do you know what Gethsemane means? The olive press. The press. The olive press. Isn't that interesting? Because as you look here, what do you see that Jesus is kind of being squeezed, isn't he? Notice what it says there. If you look back at verse 38... this is what Jesus said. He said to them, "My soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even unto death." Boy, that's pretty severe, isn't it? When you think literally your soul, that your feelings are in such distress that you feel like you could die at that moment. Have you ever felt that way before? It's quite a feeling. He literally feels that he could be sorrowful even unto death. I don't think he's joking there. I think the pressure is so great, so intense, that natural man probably die. Our heart would explode. We couldn't take the amount of grief and pressure that Jesus is wearing. He is under the crushing pressure of sin. Exceedingly sorrowful, it says here. "Stay here and watch with me," he says. He began, verse 37, "He began to be sorrowful and deeply distressed." You know, it's interesting that when they press the olives, the olives is fruit of the olive tree. It's a very hard sort of fruit. It's not something you bite into like an apple. And really, it's mostly used for oil. Mostly contains oil, and the good of it is the olive oil that it produces. And of course, the oil was used in various ways. Maybe this evening when you get home, you'll put some oil in the frying pan, right? Some olive oil or other sort of oil. They used it the same sort of way. They also used it for anointing. Remember, throughout the Old Testament, they would take oil. They would anoint the prophets. Aaron, when he was put into the position of high priest, they poured oil over his head. The oil, it says, ran down and ran off his beard and down onto his garments. So it was used in various ways. But when the Jews would extract the oil from the olive, because the fruit was so hard, guess how many times they did it? it would be run through the press 3 times. Isn't that interesting? 3 times. They would run it through once and get all the oil they can out, and then they would run through a second time. 3 times would the olive be pressed. How many times do we see Jesus coming before the Lord? 3 times. I think each time he's coming under the crushing pressure, the crushing weight of sin, the crushing weight of the cross, that he's going to take for himself the sins of the world. All of your sins, Jesus is going to bear upon the cross, and it's crushing down upon him. Natural man couldn't even bear it. It would, our hearts would explode under the thought of that much grief and sorrow from sin. Jesus is under the crushing pressure of this weight of sin. 3 times he goes before the Lord. 3 times he seeks, Lord, is it your will? Is this what you want for me? Is my purpose to go to the cross and die? And God says, yes. That's what I have for you, my son. You're to go to the cross. But yet he seeks him a second time. And a third time, and it says, praying the same thing. Lord, is it your will? Yes, it's my will. Think of that life-giving oil that came out of the olive. They used it for anointing. They used it for cooking. This valuable thing that came out of the crushing of the olive. Now think about the valuable thing that came out of the crushing of Jesus for you. Isn't that powerful? Jesus was crushed, but out come from him an anointing. You have been anointed with the holy oil like Aaron from an olive, not from a tree, not from an oil that comes from a tree, but from an oil that comes from the crushing of Jesus. Isn't that powerful? Jesus has anointed you. That's what you read right here in your call to worship. Maybe you missed it. You have been anointed. Isaiah 53 says, he was wounded for our transgression. He was crushed for our sins. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes are you healed. Isn't that powerful? Boy, it gives you a whole other view of what's happening here. He's in this Gethsemane, this Garden of Gethsemane, this place of the olive oil, the olive press, and Jesus is being pressed. He's being crushed for our sake. Thank God he was willing to go to the cross. Thank God Jesus was willing to be crushed for me, for you, right? Thank God he was willing to endure the suffering, the punishment of the cross. And notice, the punishment has already begun, the suffering has already begun, and he's not got a nail in him yet. So what is the burden of the cross? What is the punishment that Jesus is talking about? He's so crushed by this burden of the cross. Well, first of all, the crushing pressure is sin's guilt. At this moment, Jesus is taking upon himself the guilt of all your sin. All your sin. You know that. What a crushing weight that can be when you ever felt guilty about doing something wrong. Boy, it can weigh on your heart like a weight. You can hardly sleep at night. Maybe you feel bad about saying something or doing something. You know, oh, I'm so pitiful. This burden is all over me because I know that I've sinned against God or I've sinned against someone else. I've done something wrong. I wish I could take it back. It's sin's guilt and it's burdensome, isn't it? We've all wore the burden of the guilt of sin. What a crushing pressure it can be within our life. I think Jesus at this point is taking upon himself the guilt of all of our sin. What a crushing weight it must have been upon Christ. The pain, maybe not so much physically, was mental, internally, in his spirit, in his mind, in his heart, as he took upon the emotional guilt of sin for each of us. Jesus bore the guilt of sin upon the cross for the whole world. I think also it's the crushing pressure of sin's shame. That's a little different. Shame, guilt, they're similar, but not exactly. Sin not only makes you feel guilty, but at times it makes us feel shame, doesn't it, of how we've acted. I think that's even a heavier burden than guilt. Ashamed of our actions, ashamed of how we've lived or what we've done. Guilt is a negative feeling about your actions. Shame is a negative feeling about yourself. Shame's a heavy burden, and Jesus bore our shame, the shame of sin, upon the cross. Thirdly, the crushing pressure of sin's punishment. All sin punishes us. The punishment of sin really is the separation of ourselves from God. That's, if you go back to the beginning, that's what the results of sin was. If you eat of the fruit, I'd kick you out of the garden. You'll die. Man and God was separated because of sin. And Jesus is under the crushing punishment of sin that He's going to be separated from the Father. He and the Father are one. And yet for a brief moment, He's going to separate Himself away from the Father. The Father can't look upon sin. This is very peculiar. I wish I could explain it to you. Jesus is God. The Father is God. Yet in some way, God has to look away from God the Son. Now, I wish I could tell you how that works. I can't. It's Trinity. I can't explain it to you. I have no earthly understanding of it. God is God, right? All we understand is the earthly things. That's all the knowledge we have. I can't tell you what exists in the realm of God. No more than I could sit here and explain to you all the details of heaven. I don't know. It's made out of heavenly materials. I've not seen heavenly materials yet. I can't describe them to you. I can only describe to you the things which I have seen, the colors which I have been given. And so here we see God's doing something great. He's taking for us all the punishment, sin's punishment upon Himself. Isaiah 59:2 said, "But in your iniquities you have separated you, it has separated you from God, and your sins have hidden His face from you so that He will not hear." Here is the punishment of sin is God's separation, and Jesus takes that upon Himself. Lastly, it's the crushing pressure of sin's death. Jesus is going to die. He's going to die the death of sin. And what a burden that must have been as well upon Him, knowing that He's going to suffer sin, but He's going to die a sinner. Holy God died a sinner so that you might die a righteous saint. Isn't that wonderful? For all those that have received Him, we receive His righteousness called the doctrine of substitution. You ever heard that? The doctrine of substitution. God takes your sin upon Himself, and in return, because of His great love for you, those that believe in Him, He gives you His righteousness, His perfectness, His holiness. That's what you enter into the grave with. Praise God. He entered into the grave with all of the world's sin, including our own. You know, I think one heavy weight for Jesus here was that when He went to the grave, He would suffer this loss, that there would be so many that would overlook and reject and cast off the wonderful thing that Jesus was doing. I think it brought great sorrow upon Jesus at that moment. To know that He was going to suffer all that for the sins of the world, and yet some would not receive it. Some would not believe it. Some would reject it. In fact, more would reject it than receive it. I would imagine that hurt him so bad to know that he was going to do all that. He was making that ultimate sacrifice, and yet people would discard Jesus as worthless, even to imagine a world that Jesus didn't exist. That Jesus is the problem. That Jesus offers no help. I think that broke his heart. Breaks my heart. Has to break Jesus' heart. Don't be that person. Don't misplace your faith in him. Don't cast him away. Don't cast away his cross. His sacrifice is just being rubbish in your life. It's the most important thing that will ever or has ever happened to you or anyone in this world. The solution is the cross. I thought of a song. I didn't realize that these two connected. You've heard this song, I'm sure. It's by Mercy Me. It's titled, I Could Only Imagine. I think it's a response to Imagine that was written back in the 60s. I like these words a whole lot better. Listen to this. I can only imagine what it will be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes would see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus? Or in all of you be still? Will I stand in your presence or to my knees? Will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. I can only imagine. When that day comes and I find myself standing in the sun, I could only imagine when all I will do or forever worship you. I could only imagine. I could only imagine. Boy, that's the imagining I like. Amen?
Amen.
That's the imagining I like. One where I'm standing in the presence of God and just worshiping. Will I be able to speak at all or just stand in all? Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for his cross. Don't pass it by. Don't cast it off as rubbish in your life. It's the best thing that's ever happened to you. Receive it. Claim it. Seek it with all your heart. The cross of Jesus. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for your cross. Lord, our faith is simple. Like we shared last week with Charles Spurgeon. Lord, our faith is simple. It's Jesus who died for me. Thank you, Father, for your Son, Jesus, who was willing to be crushed so that we might be anointed with the oil that flows forth from his life. Lord, we know that anointing represents the Holy Spirit even that we've received into our life. Thank you, Father, for the gift of the Holy Spirit. You've anointed us, Lord, not to just be filled, but that we might go forth and do your work. Help us, Lord, to be your servants today in this world. Help us to proclaim your good news to a world that is lost and has not received this news. Help us, Lord, to lead others to Christ, maybe that are casting away the good thing that you've done for them upon the cross. Lord, help us to reach those who have no faith. Father, thank you for the cross. Thank you for the cross, Lord. Thank you. It's in Christ Jesus' name we pray these things. Amen. Okay. We have our closing hymn. Jesus paid it all. We'll just sing one verse of this and then we'll close. Let us stand together in song. Page 210, Jesus paid it all. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you so much for this message today. Lord, as we go forth, we know that we've received your anointing and your Holy Spirit. Father, bless us this week, I pray, until we meet again. It's in Christ Jesus' name we pray these things. Amen.